Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington, D.C. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, it looks like I am an urban legend. It looks like I'm a German myth, ladies and gentlemen. What do I mean by that? Well, last night at the tail end of the show, one of our callers, Keith from Rhode Island, called in to let me know that somebody apparently using the name Pied Piper has been posting on the message board of a radio broadcaster named Hal Turner. Well, I've heard of Mr. Turner, but I've never heard his programs. I've never been to his website. I've never posted on any websites whatsoever except for several on the subject of the JFK assassination primarily, and I've always used that strange name, Michael Collins Pfeiffer. I have never used the name Pied Piper. And yet, apparently, somewhere, somebody somewhere out there in the world of cyberspace or radio land suddenly figured out in their great wisdom that the person using the name Pied Piper was really Michael Collins Pfeiffer disguising himself. And evidently this led to an exchange on this this message board as to why Piper, using the name Pied Piper, felt so free to use, as Keith last night put it so gently and delicately, the N-word, whereas Piper, the real Piper, that's me, doesn't use that word on the radio. Huh. Well, since it isn't me posting under the name Pied Piper, the question as to why I don't use the N-word, as we call it so gently and so delicately, on the air is because I've really never had the occasion to use it. I told the story about this after the show. Last night I told this story to a black friend of mine, and he chuckled and he said, "Well, those people obviously don't know you very well." So, in any case, ladies and gentlemen, I doubt if those of you want me to use the N-word here on the program and you feel disappointed that I don't think I'm going to, because I'm not going to use the N-word any more than I'm going to use the F-word or any other word. Basically, I like to think that I just talk about facts here, and some of these facts might be uncomfortable to groups that like to censor the airwaves and censor the printed word, groups like the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the Simon Wiesenthal Center and these type of criminal organizations, and maybe the White House itself, which certainly ranks as such under this administration. But I'm here to tell you that's not me using a disguise of the Pied Piper. In fact, a friend of mine checked for me. It turns out the legend of the Pied Piper goes back about 700 years, and it turned up as a Grimm's fairy tale about 500 years ago. So that's what I say. It's kind of like, as my friend said, it's kind of like an urban legend. So I guess I'm an urban legend. I'm something out of Grimm's fairy tales. I'm a myth. And it is a myth that the Pied Piper posting on Hal Turner's website or whatever, wherever it is, I don't even know the technology to do it sometimes. It is a myth that that's me, Michael Collins Pfeiffer. If you want to hear what I have to say, you can tune in right here to rbnlive.com, or you can go to American Free Press's website at AmericanFreePress.net, or you can read my books, or, you know, occasionally see what I've written for some other papers and so forth. Anyway, when we come back, some more news items and some commentary, and then we'll be taking your calls. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And this really is me. It's not the Pied Piper. Thank you.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class, and the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back. This is the real Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. That's headquarters of American Free Press newspaper here in Washington. And this is really me, and it's live. And I have not just gotten done posting messages under the name Pied Piper. Nope, not at all, folks. Got an interesting letter here from one of my regular correspondents. I thought I'd read it to you. And maybe respond occasionally to some of his questions and comments, he says, why do you let women callers take over your show? Well, I didn't know that. We don't have that many women callers, but the few that I can think of are pretty articulate. And then he quotes 1 Timothy 2:12, I suffer not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the man. He goes on to say, Rick Adams, he's another host here on RBN, he says, Rick Adams and others are doing the same thing, suffering that Jezebel spirit. And he gives a biblical quote. Shame on Republic Radio and its Jezebel owners. Then he says, what version of the Bible do you use? Well, I wouldn't know if I had a Bible handy. I wouldn't know what version it was. He says, are you Antichrist like the Beatles? Well, no. He says, why won't you give David Duke equal time? Well, if I gave David Duke equal time, then that would mean that I would have to have, I could have 1 half hour myself and then David Duke have 1 half hour, but it's hard enough having 1 half hour, 1 hour myself. Then he goes on to say, I don't sound you anymore. I'm not sure what that means, but that's what he says. Then he says, Jack Ruby is still alive, and you won't dig him up, question mark. Well, no, I will not dig Jack Ruby up. Why did you call Chief Justice Rehnquist the mob lawyer? Well, I called Chief Justice Rehnquist the mob lawyer because that's precisely what he was. Then he goes on to say, at least he didn't try to abolish the House Committee on Un-American Activities like Chief Justice Warren, blah, 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 whole list of people. Well, okay. Why are you sabotaging nationalism? Well, I didn't think that I was. In any case, I like to give my correspondents some airtime because they raise these questions, and I guess they need to be answered. In any case, folks, there is some real serious news here to discuss, and that's the general's rebellion against this criminal monster in the White House. And, you know, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I've been saying for a long, long time, I wrote it in my book, The High Priest of War, which was published back in 2003. I've written it numerous times in American Free Press, and I said, and I'm not the only one to say it, but the fact is this, the military is not going along with these Zionist warmongers, people like Richard Perle and Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Faith, this whole gang that directed the Bush administration into the war in Iraq, and now from behind the scenes, a lot of them are not in their same posts, but they and their associates are in positions of power and influence and controlling the Bush administration. They're trying to get us into Iran. Well, Seymour Hersh, writing in the New York in the New Yorker, very interesting article, says that a lot of our military leaders are very, very disturbed with the White House. They're thinking of resigning. They're particularly concerned about the White House making plans for possible use of nuclear weapons in Iran. One of them is quoted as saying that the president, and then they quote someone in the House of Representatives who says the most worrisome thing is that this guy, referring to our president, has a messianic vision. Well, you know what? The Washington Post, which can always be counted upon to sing the song of the establishment elite, says that they have an editorial today on the General's Revolt, and they say Donald Rumsfeld should leave, but not because retired officers are saying so. And they say that it's very, very disturbing to the Washington Post. The rebellion is problematic, the Post says. It threatens the essential democratic principle of military subordination to civilian control. And they say that's what's really scary about it is because some of the officers claim they are speaking for some still on active duty. Well, everybody knows that indeed they are. They are speaking for the military because the military is tired of being sent into fighting wars that are not in America's interests and which they know and we all know are simply for the protection of Israel and its interests. Lieutenant General Greg Newbold wrote in Time magazine that the zealots' rationale for war made no sense. Well, those zealots that he's referring to are these pro-Israel, armchair, neoconservative war hawks. They're the ones who directed us into this war. And, you know, this is the roots of the uprising. E.J. Dion in the Washington Post, that's the title of his column on this. Roots of the uprising. Well, folks, the roots of the uprising is precisely what I said. And then yet again today in the Washington Post, we have David Broder. David Broder, who is a hardline Zionist, but he's occasionally been known to say boo to Israel. He tells that he got a call some weeks ago, or some months ago, after John Murtha in the House of Representatives and stood up and said we should get out of this war. Well, this man from the Pentagon identified himself by name and rank. He said, this is a private call. I am not speaking officially. I think it is important for you to know that Jack Murtha, important for you to know that Jack Murtha knows us very well and speaks for many of us. And then Mr. Broder goes on to say about Murtha, he has allies in the uniformed military who cannot speak out themselves. That's right, folks, that the generals are in rebellion against this Zionist-controlled gangster regime. And if you have any doubts about it, Tony Blankley, who is a hardline supporter of Israel, he's not Jewish, by the way, but he is a hardline supporter of Israel, writing in the Washington Times, He says that maybe it's necessary that, he says that this is a conspiracy. Believe it or not, folks, it's a conspiracy theory. He says that there appears to be a conspiracy among the generals that this comes dangerously close to violating three articles of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. In other words, what he's saying is that these generals who are daring to speak out about the Zionist misdirection of America's policies, he's saying that they should be prosecuted for treason. Well, folks, I think the President of the United States should be prosecuted for treason. And the Vice President, and perhaps the entire cabinet, and for that matter, every member of Congress who voted for U.S. involvement in Iraq based upon these lies that were told by the administration. Lies that the administration itself concocted, lies that the administration passed on from their good friends in Israeli intelligence. These are the real traitors, not the American military leaders who've been sent out to fight these senseless, needless wars. You know, folks, these are the real traitors, and thank God we do have some real leaders in the military. And believe me, it wouldn't upset me to see our military taking George Bush away in handcuffs and leg irons and putting them on trial for war crimes. I think a lot of Americans feel that way, and I'm going to keep on saying that. Not nice to have to criticize the President of the United States in that way, but when you have a criminal and a liar in the White House, and that's precisely what George W. Bush is, someone has to say it. Some say you shouldn't call him a liar, that's strong language. Well, he is a liar. All right. Well, we do have a phone. We actually have several phone calls. One of them is Jeff from Massachusetts. Now, I know Jeff. It's the Jeff I think it is. Jeff is a very strong supporter of Israel, so he may not have liked some of my comments, but I don't know if that's what he's calling about. Jeff, come on up.
No, I'm not calling about that.
I'm calling
about the fact that, it's a very tense situation when all your generals turn against you. I'm talking about Rumsfeld and Bush and people like that. Basically, I see a coup d'etat happening. I see the generals.
Thank God.
I basically see the generals making Bush walk the plank. But you see,
thank God.
What should be done constitutionally is Congress should have articles of impeachment for our president. And then the Senate should have him removed.
Well, that's I'm certainly all in favor of that, but I'm not, and even American Free Press has been promoting a committee to impeach Bush and Cheney, and the chairman of that, not by any coincidence, is former Pentagon official Colonel Don Grand Prix, and anybody who would raise questions about Don Grand Prix's patriotism should be made to walk the plank. You can't find a more patriotic American than General Grand Prix, and he says, yes, the president should be impeached. But with this corrupted Congress that is, in fact, in the pay of the very same people who support Bush's policies, I don't think it's going to happen, Jeff.
I hate to say it, but I think you're right about that. But you see, this is where the sheeple come in. The sheeple have to get these awful senators and these awful congressmen out of office and put ones that are constitutionalist. But you see, as long as people care about their little hack jobs and their six pack every Friday, then it's not gonna happen. And you know what? I don't want American troops to be in Iraq and Iran and the Middle East. I want our troops home. Because you know what? A nuclear bomb can ruin your day. I mean, it's just that simple. Iran does have nuclear materials, and if they use it, forget about it. We are better off having our troops at home guarding the borders on the Canadian side and the Mexican side.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Jeff. That's just the way it is. But we have this problem that the president wants to send the troops everywhere. Well,
that's
Jeff,
right.
Listen, I want to thank you for your call, and when we come back, we're going to have a call from a female caller who identifies herself as Jezebel. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. There's going to be some fireworks here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network at rbnlive.com and at 5.050 on shortwave, and hopefully in lots of other places. We have a lot of local stations out there, too, I know. Okay, we do have a caller, and it is Renee from North Carolina, but she told our producer to also identify her as Jezebel. So let's welcome Jezebel aboard.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Renee?
Oh, yeah, you think I could pass this up?
You know, Renee, as I was reading that, I was saying to myself, I hope Renee's listening.
Oh, yeah, laughing. Oh, thank you so much for the laugh. I was killing myself laughing. Now, what's the little black guy? I can't think. I have trouble with names sometimes. The black guy that's real conservative that you kind of outed last night as to what.
Oh, what's his name? Alan Keyes.
Thank you. I couldn't
horrible
think
man.
Of his
yeah.
name.
Yeah, Alan Keyes, horrible guy. Yeah.
Yeah, and so the thing is, a lot of these conservatives. I idealize some of these people that when, like, you dig deeper, and as you showed last night, there's more than meets the eye, the way you revealed some stuff that I'm sure people were unaware of.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Alan Keyes, you know, when I first heard of him, you know, I heard he says a lot of good things and everything, and he's very articulate. But then when you look at how he's maneuvered politically, doing the bidding of his masters, these neoconservative Trotskyites, the Crystal family, and really he's totally allied with the Zionist cause. You know, what he's doing is he's in there, you know, as I said, he was acting as a blocking candidate against Pat Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
So, by their fruits ye shall know them, as they always say.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, now one of these talk radio shows that appeals to these men that have double-digit IQ and who are very threatened by a woman with triple-digit IQ, a lot of them like this guy, Hal Turner.
I've never heard of Hal Turner.
You are showing up on, people are thinking you are the Pied Piper on one of his forums or something. Am I correct?
Yeah. And I barely know how to use Internet forums.
Well, this is the deal. Do a little start. Well, you can probably manage Googling Hal Turner and put in, like, The Nation, because there was an article that came out by Max Blumenthal in June of 2005, and it's titled Hannity's Soulmate of Hate. Now, apparently, there's a few things about Mr. Turner that I think a lot of his fans will be surprised to hear. According to this article from The Nation, it says, for years, Hannity offered his top-rated radio show as a regular form for Turner's occasionally racist, always over-the-top rants. Hannity also chatted with him off-air, allegedly offering encouragement to Turner as he struggled to overcome a cocaine habit and homosexual leanings.
This is Max Blumenthal writing in The Nation
about
Hannity
Hal
and Turner. Okay,
and let's face it, with as big a shill as Hannity is, let's face it, Hal Turner, I can't believe these people, is nothing but a shill and a provocateur.
Well, let me tell you something even about Hannity. You know, it's funny. I was just talking about him this afternoon with somebody. Hannity himself called the Spotlight newspaper after someone got him a gift subscription. I think I told this story on the show before, that Hannity went to the trouble of calling the Spotlight and screamed into the phone to Vince Ryan, the editor, who happened to answer the phone, saying, take my name off your subscription list. I'm a very strong supporter of Israel, and I don't like you sending me your newspaper. So I kind of find that funny that Hannity would be so angry in denouncing the Spotlight newspaper because of its anti-Israel position, but apparently encouraging this guy Turner. Now, I've never listened to Turner's show. I know a lot of people. I actually did send a letter to Mr. Turner. I found his website last night, and I sent him a letter saying for him to please let his listeners and readers know that I'm not the Pied Piper. But, you know, whether that goes anywhere or not, it's just amazing to me, though, that people are not more discerning. Do you know what I mean?
It's amazing.
You know what I mean? It's like, I got thinking about it. Poor Hal Turner. People are probably going to confuse him with Ike Turner. You know what I mean? I mean, and how many other Ted Turner? You know what I mean? Just because that name sounds familiar, that doesn't mean that's the same person. You know, and it's, again, it always comes back to what I say, Renee. People just got to read and listen more carefully.
Well, the thing is, what happens is these people are appealing to these kind of sanitized Ku Klux Klan, kind of women-hating men who are, kind of losers, very often with repressed homosexual tendencies, okay?
Renee, hold on for the break here. We have a break coming up, and we've got quite a few more callers lined up here. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper, and we have a caller, Renee from North Carolina, who identified herself as Jezebel in responding to comments I read from a letter writer who said I allowed women to talk too much on this show, and that I guess that women aren't allowed to speak out. But, you know, Renee, I'll tell you, you know what my reaction to that was when I read that letter? I thought back to women like Elizabeth Dilling and a lady named Paquita de Shishmaref, two of some 30 people, and there may have been several other women there too, but the two that I can think of are Elizabeth Dilling and Paquita de Shishmaref. These were very outspoken ladies who were indicted for sedition by the Roosevelt administration and put on trial here, although the Shishmaref didn't actually go on trial in the end, but they went on trial because they dared to speak out politically against Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And they were two of many, many women who were leading the fight against Roosevelt's insane drive to get the United States into World War II. And I'll tell you, if we had more people like Elizabeth Dilling and Paquita de Shishmaref, and I would say also the lady we have, Cindy Sheehan, today, maybe we wouldn't be in the trouble we're in the Middle East. So that's my take on the idea that women shouldn't be allowed to speak out.
Well, the thing is, because there is such a male bias in our culture, I think we bring a different perspective to the table. And let's face it, we're in a mess here, and for the most part, women didn't make this mess. I kill myself laughing at everybody every time I hear somebody going, oh, Lord, if Hillary gets in, it's going to be the end. Oh, if Hillary gets in. Now, I do not like Hillary.
Right.
One, she's an attorney, and I hate attorneys. And so I don't like her, but I'm thinking these people are so obsessed, oh, like the sky's going to fall if Hillary gets in. You know, this mess started before Hillary was born.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, mm-hmm. Those seven men that went to Jekyll Island, you know, there were no women in there.
That's
okay?
Right. Actually, a friend of mine, his uncle was at the Jekyll Island.
A woman gets power, like, we could have made a bigger mess. I'm sorry, I take responsibility for what's mine, and I expect others to do the same. And you know, and I don't think until we get honest about the history of our country and welcome many perspectives, we can't solve this problem.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Renee. And, you know, one of the most articulate and outspoken ladies I know on the Internet today is Lisa Giuliani on Wing TV. Thank God for somebody like Lisa Giuliani. And, Renee, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you for now, but thank God for outspoken voices like Renee, because she's a smart lady, and, you know, she makes a good point. It wasn't the women who set up the Federal Reserve. Anyway, let's move on to Scott from Massachusetts. Scott, come on up. Are you there, Scott?
How are you?
How you doing tonight, Scott?
I'm doing well. I wanted to get back to the men that are in the military and doing a little mutiny here.
Yeah.
Well, all of these guys, for the most part, from my understanding, they go through the academies.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Yeah, most
right.
of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you find some in the Marine Corps who don't, but for the most part, and one of the things, one of the classics that they read is The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with it?
Yeah, I've never read it, but I'm certainly familiar with
it. Well, you should read it. It is, you have to incorporate it into who you are in order to get down to the brass tacks. But in Chapter 2, they have a chapter here. It's called Doing Battle. And Sun Tzu, this great Mongol warrior from thousands of years ago, he says, when you do battle, even if you are winning, if you continue for a long time, it will dull your forces and blunt your edge.
Interesting.
If you keep your armies out in the field for a long time, your supplies will be insufficient. When your forces are dulled, your edges blunted, your strength exhausted, and your supplies are gone, then others will take advantage of your debility and rise up. Then, even if you have wise advisors, you cannot make things turn out well in the end. Now, all of these military guys know this. They study this. This is part of their internal being, like a Christian preacher would do. Sun Tzu goes on, I have heard of military operations that were clumsy but swift, but I have never seen one that was skillful and lasted a long time. And George Bush is dulling our forces so that others can take advantage of us, and he is a treasonous person who doesn't need to be impeached. He needs to be tried.
I agree with you 100%, Scott. That's very, very interesting. I'm going to have to read Sun Tzu. I never have. I've passed by it many times.
You shouldn't, because these people are using the enemies that we battle against daily. They are using all of these techniques in this to defeat us. And you'll be able to see some of the military techniques that these Zionist neocons are using, and they know that these things happen, and that's why they're being perpetrated against us. And it's just one facet of the operation that they're engaged in.
Yeah, you know, I find it amazing that, you know, these people, on the one hand, they are so ideologically motivated that it just seems like they're totally totally blind then to the inevitable consequences. You know what
no,
I'm saying?
No, they're not blind to the consequences. They know exactly what the consequences are, and that's what they're driving at.
Well, right, right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about
that,
yes.
Because
yes.
The bottom line is that these people are not interested in the United States of America.
That's
they
correct.
Are interested in the destruction of the United States of America, and they have their operation in high gear, baby, and they're not slowing down. So you know what my recommendation is? Buy bullets.
Well, you know, if things continue as they are, you know, this country is going to be under siege from within and from without. You know,
the government is going to go down just like the British went down.
Yeah, and you know,
because they can't. This, you know, our military is over there in Iraq, in a backwoods third world country, and what's going on over there? Wait till they come here, and they have 100,000, 200,000. That's all it's going to take. What percentage of the population is that?
Very small. I couldn't even begin. What is that? Is that 5% of the population?
100,000 people. Not even 100,000 people would be what? 10% of a million.
Yeah.
So maybe
that's 1%, less than 1%.
1%
of
the population.
Yeah.
Less than that. And all these people in government are toast. They are toast, like you haven't even seen before. And you know all these cameras they're putting up all over Washington?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what takes those out? Bullets. Bullets.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it's very interesting. A lot of people here in Washington are complaining about them, and they're not even thinking of it in the bigger picture. So,
In one night, every camera in Washington, D.C., with guys, provocateurs, with dark uniforms on and bullets, and all the cameras are done.
Well, I tell you what, if I were George Bush, you know who I'd be afraid of? I'd be afraid of some of these guys who are coming home from Iraq without legs and arms. That's who I'd really be afraid of.
Well, and you know what else, too, I have to tell you? That my father was a jet pilot in the Marine Corps, and he crashed and burned when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I was like a 4.5, 5-year-old kid. And all these guys who are dying over there, 2,500 guys that are dead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just think of them. Their job's done, but there's the people left home, the women and the children that are left home here.
That's right.
And,
mm-hmm.
and we don't get squat about that. We're not hearing, and when we do hear from people like Cindy Sheehan, all they get is demonized. Our government is evil, and it needs to be overthrown, and we need to follow the Declaration of Independence, and we need to stuff it down their throat. I'm getting aggravated, Michael.
So am I, and Scott, I agree with you 100%. Listen,
I want to thank
you for your call.
Take care.
Let's go to Keith from Florida. Keith, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing tonight?
All right, how you doing, Mr.
All right, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm new to the network, and, you know, I guess I'm still kind of young in this big picture, what's going on in this country. But just throughout my various readings, I came across this one act, and I guess it kind of follows with everything that's going on right now. Have you heard of Nasaria?
Yes, I have. I'm not fully informed. There's a lot of different opinions floating around about that. What's your opinion on it, if you have any?
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, it's supposedly this big bill that calls for the current presidency to be revoked, and you know, if it provides forgiveness of all debt to the people of the country, and it abolishes the IRS, and it creates a flat rate non-essential new items only sales tax revenue for government, and like it supposedly does. It basically, it seems like it's the kind of all-in-one solution to what's going on right now in this.
Yeah, no, I tell you what, I mean, while there are solutions of that kind, I don't think any such bill, though, has ever been introduced in Congress. And if it was introduced in Congress, it would never go anywhere. That's the problem. You know what
yeah.
I mean? There's a lot of people with a lot of great ideas and a lot of good alternatives to what we've got going on now, but I personally don't have any faith in Congress. I think there's only a couple people in Congress who, if I had the opportunity to press a button, that would eliminate them all in one fell swoop. I think I'd only excuse a couple of them, and even then I'd probably have to find them guilty of something and then pardon them just for the record. So even if such legislation was introduced, Keith, I just don't think it would ever go anywhere.
Yeah, see, I've been doing research on it, and from my understanding, it's been on the books since the late 80s.
Well, I tell you what, this is the thing. There's you can find a lot of material on the internet about that, but I'll tell you, you can also find completely different theories regarding that. And I over the years, I want to tell you something. I don't know how many times I have heard about statements that were supposedly made on the floor of Congress, and then you really look into it, the statements were never made, and you hear about laws and executive orders that were issued and laws that were passed, and then you look into it, and no such laws were ever introduced. So I guess what I'm saying, Keith, that particular thing you brought up, I am real skeptical about it. There's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of good-sounding stuff out there, but it's just not true. That's one of the problems.
I see.
Okay, well, listen, keep up your research. I don't mean to discourage you, because if you're just new to all this, there's a lot more to be found. And, the Internet, for all its demerits, it still provides a lot of good information. And of course, it makes available broadcasts such as those that you hear on RBN. So I just want to I want to thank you for your call, and just tell you to keep on listening and call again. So, you have a good evening then, Keith. All right, let's go to Glenn from Montana. We had to cut him off on Friday. He came in at the very last minute, but he's made it up tonight early. So, Glenn, come on up here.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing tonight?
I like to separate the rhetoric from the facts. Basically, I went to another country to marry a woman there. My wife is from Ukraine. I think the easiest way for me to place this is not to put my views or the average American female's views, but who's actually setting the agenda? Here's a quote. I want to see a man beaten to a bloody pulp with a high heel shoved in his mouth like an apple in the mouth of a pig. Ice and Fire, the book by Andrea Dworkin. Who is setting the policy? Who is setting the agenda in America? What I dare any American female to do is find me a man in a leadership position that is setting the agenda, like Ms. Dworkin, that has these kind of sexist ideals. And then you will find out that, just like Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. Thank you. Have a nice night.
Okay, Glenn. Oh, he's going off the air. Well, I tell you what, I've heard of Andrea Dworkin. I don't know how much influence she has. So, you get a lot of this crazy rhetoric from some of these radical feminists, but I'm not sure how someone like Andrea Dworkin sets the agenda in this country. Now, again, look at George W. Bush. Maybe Laura Bush is whispering in his ear. I don't know. But anyway, Glenn wanted to make a comment. I'm glad he did. I'll have to do some research on Andrea Dworkin. Okay, we have Mike from Maryland. Let's bring Mike up.
Yeah, thank you very much. Great show tonight. Yeah, the guy, the excerpt you read, pity the poor toothless redneck, I mean, he sounds like he comes from the area of the country where men are men and sheep are nervous. But I wonder what he's going to do when white people become a minority. Is he going to drag himself behind his own pickup, The main reason I'm calling, though, is there's actually a burgeoning 9/11 truth movement in the D.C. area, and we had our second meeting last night at Sangha Cafe, and so I'm kind of plugging this, so I hope you'll bear with me.
Yeah, please do. Go ahead.
I hope you'll show up to some of our events, because I'm virtually the only paleo conservative there, and everybody else there is a liberal.
Okay.
Except there's a one former Bush bot that shows up, too.
Yeah, well, give the location of it for anybody that's listening.
Okay,
yeah.
This is upcoming. It's called Facing the Truth About 9/11. It's Monday, April 24th, 8 p.m. Webster Tarpley, he will be there, and I guess he's going to be talking about his book, or maybe he's going to film. It's going to be at Bus Boys and Poets. I guess that's the name of the restaurant.
Bus Boys and Poets. Yes, I think I've actually heard of it, yeah.
It's Bus Boys, not Butt Boys, yeah.
Okay.
It's the 14th and B Street Northwest in the Langston Room. So I think they have good food there.
Let me ask you a question. You said 14th and D?
No, B is in Victory.
V, 14th and V. 14th and V, okay.
14th and V Streets, I guess, yeah, Northwest, I guess in the D.C. area. It's at the Langston Room. I guess it must be in D.C. And it's at 8 p.m., April 24th. I may call in later on in the week and plug it again if I may.
Yeah, please do. Feel free to do that. And, yeah, no, that sounds very interesting.
And I hope to show up. Last night at the Sanger Cafe, we showed the Stephen Jones film.
Okay.
And I haven't seen it yet. Very informative, very likable guy. You know.
Yeah,
very...
my colleague Christopher Berlin at the American Free Press has been visiting with Professor Jones, and I think he's going to be talking about that here on RBN with John Stettmiller and I think Rick Adams. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Mike, if you want to hang on for the break, feel free to do so. This is Michael Collins Piper getting to wrap up another hour here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, getting ready to wrap up the hour. My producer tells me that he's found a book by Andrea Dworkin. It's entitled, and she was referred to by one of the callers earlier. Her book is entitled Scapegoat, The Jews, Israel, and Women's Liberation. Sounds like an interesting conglomeration of topics. We'll have to check it out. Okay, we have Mike from Maryland. Mike was talking about the fact that here in the Washington, D.C., where I am, Washington, D.C. area where I am, and he's in Maryland, there's going to be some presentations on 911, and he's going to call back later in the week to give those details again. So hopefully if there is anybody listening here from the D.C. area, they'll check it out. Kind of interesting, you know, Nick Griffin, who's the leader of the British National Party, recently wrote a rather controversial item, or at least it was controversial in my mind, in which he criticized a lot of Americans who are what he thinks we're making the mistake by talking about 911. He thinks that by criticizing the official story on 911 that we're looking like we're un-American and anti-Semitic and all sorts of other things. Well, I happen to disagree with that position, and I think that the more we talk about 911 and Oklahoma City and JFK, that it drives it home to the average American that things have not been at its best for a long, long time here in this country. What do you think about that?
I agree.
Yeah, it's kind of one of these situations, you know, where you know, these are real issues that do affect us. I mean, if it wouldn't have been for 911, we wouldn't have the Patriot Act, and that affects every single American. So you know, it's important, I think, for people to know about these things that people like Webster Griffin Tarpley and the list goes on and on and on. The Scholars for 911 Truth, I could go on naming names of people who are trying to bring these facts out and who are winning converts among so many Americans. So I can only encourage people to attend those forums, particularly if they've never heard any of these alternative views on 911.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Mike.
Can I just give one contact name?
Please, go ahead.
Okay, he's a really nice guy, even though he's a liberal. his name is David Schlesinger. It's S-L. This is his email.
Yeah, go ahead.
David Schlesinger, S-L-E-S-I-N-G-E-R.
Okay.
@yahoo.com.
David Schlesinger @yahoo.com. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I hope people will contact him if they want to attend those forums here in the D.C. area.
Bus Boys and Poets. Thank
you
very much.
All right, thanks for calling, Mike. Well, folks, no more callers right now, so we have a couple minutes to kill here. Shouldn't use that word kill in the air. We have the Anti-Defamation League saying that Michael Piper was talking about killing on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We do have to be very careful what we say, and we have to be very careful what we write. And also, we have to be very careful, as I always say, when we listen and when we read. So that's it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your calls. We'll be right back here tomorrow night, God willing, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for more good programming tonight. Right here on rbnlive.com and 5.050 on shortwave.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me,
prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.